The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
Hope you enjoy this episode of The Drop. If you like these podcasts and all the other content we create, head on over to our websites and purchase merch. Purchasing merch keeps us going and creating more content. Our websites are grinder-tv.com and livelifecustom.com. We really appreciate it. Now on to the episode.
Okay.
All right. We're here. This is it.
It's so weird like that.
Yeah, I know. It's always so strange doing these in person.
Yeah, because like... You're like right there instead of on my computer monitor.
Yeah.
You should go in the other room and set it up.
That would actually be really funny. I'm just like in the living room. You're
right there.
That'd be very funny. But no, we're sitting here in person. I'm out here in Phoenix, Arizona.
Where it is nice and cool.
Yeah, nice and cool. 117?
It was 117 the other day. Jeez. And it is October.
Yeah, that's not
we're
normal.
Is
that normal? Is that normal?
No.
That's not normal.
The normal high today is 84. Today was 109.
Really? So last year this time was 84 degrees.
It said, yeah, regular like, no, not last year. Last year was hot too. But like the average high. I don't know. We're just record breakers out here.
Yeah, man. You're just overachievers out here in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, except for baseball because we got
except eliminated. For baseball. It got bounced. Welcome to the baseball talk.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody. The first 10 minutes. Everybody was quite, what's the right word? They were quite into us talking about balls so much. They said the ball talk was a bit excessive.
The juice balls.
Juice balls. Regular balls.
Yeah.
Balls. Well, I mean.
You guys should watch baseball.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. Baseball's a good sport.
It is.
Out of all the sports, I think baseball is probably one of the better ones, in my opinion. Everybody has different opinions.
Yeah, there's like not a lot of drama.
No. It's a very technical sport.
It is. And there's just not a lot of outside drama. Like there's all kinds of drama with football. There's drama with basketball. There's just baseball just seems that sport that's like, and hockey too, I guess. There's really not a lot of drama with hockey.
Yeah. No one really talks about hockey that much. I'm trying to get in my own zone here. Yeah, you are a little close.
We are. Should we turn the table and sit next to each other?
No, I think this is better.
Yeah.
We've tried that before and then it looks weird.
Yeah, because we're just like...
Yeah.
We need a table that's like this. Like we need a... Donald, are you listening? Yeah. Can you build us a custom table that's like an arrow?
Like an arrow or like a wedge?
Yeah, because if we were both like this...
Mm-hmm. No. I mean, we could actually be like that.
We could actually be like
that. Yeah, we could actually just look like the camera.
And then like this.
That is also feels weird too. I don't know. This whole thing feels weird.
Yeah.
We're completely out of our comfort zone. We're just sitting here. We don't even really know what to talk about. The only thing that I was going to talk about was my trip out here.
Yeah.
I brought the Tundra.
Yeah.
The Tundra took its... Well, I've done one long trip in the Tundra. I went up to... I've done a couple long trips. So I went, took it to the lake when I first got it, when it had like no miles on it, and put the first few hundred miles going to the lake up in NorCal.
Yep.
And then I took it out to the slowdown. And so that was a pretty long trip, but this is the first trip that I pulled a trailer, like a real trailer. Cause I pulled your little trailer around slow.
When you say real trailer, your trailer's only a few feet larger than mine.
Yeah. But I mean, but it's still like,
it's also a single axle five by. It's not a real trailer.
It
is not a real trailer.
It is. It's bigger than yours.
It is. Well, bigger than one of mine.
Bigger than, well, yeah. Well, that's true. I'm talking about your vendor trailer.
Yes.
It's the first, because that's the one I tow the most.
But my Maverick could tow that.
It could.
Right now, it could.
No, with all the stuff in it?
Well, it could.
It could, but...
If we took my stuff out, it would do it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
It would. Yeah, under the limit of what it needs to be.
I'm just saying this is the first trailer that I've hooked up. I actually, like, went through the menu, because, like, I'm learning these things as I go. And so, like... I go to the menu, it says, okay, you're pulling a trailer, and then it says unknown trailer. And then like through a couple stop signs, I was like, figure it out. Oh, you can like customize it. Mm-hmm. So I've got it to that trailer. That's cargo trailer number one.
What if it
one.
Runs back? It's like, this is not a real trailer. it's all Get no. back to me when you have
something. I actually had to like
lie on
lie a little bit. because it's all because the options are only 10, 12, or 15.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, it's not a 10 because it's a little technically long because it is 10 feet, but you got the tongue because you count the tongue as the length, right?
Don't know, man. My truck doesn't even have a backup camera.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, you drove your brand new truck out here that's completely fully capable of towing really well. It's real comfortable. It's new. It's
very comfortable. That adaptive cruise control is so cool.
It's the best.
It's so good.
It's the best. And I want to talk about this. Maybe not now, maybe a little later after this week. Mm-hmm. But anyways,
yeah.
You bring all this thing to park it in my driveway.
I am. And I so I was thinking about this as we're getting ready. Because I do want to keep a little bit like mystery in the video because I am, you know, making a video this weekend. And so I wanted to keep like a little bit of mystery. But
the mystery will be fine because it won't be out till next year.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Everyone will forget about it.
8 months from now, 9 months from now, no one is going to remember this conversation we're having today. So anyway, So I start off the video. I'm in my front yard or in my driveway about to leave. And I was like, open up, welcome to the custom life, blah, 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 blah. And I said, you may notice that I don't have the Titan. I went out and bought a brand new 2024 Toyota Tundra. And then so it'll be like cut off from that, couple clips of driving, and then get here. And then I'm not even going to mention, because I'm going to be standing in front of the Titan in the trailer. And I'm not going to mention anything. I'm just going to say, okay, you know, now we're going to Missouri for Sparks in the Ozarks and like talk. And then the very last second, like, you didn't think I was really going to put 5,000 miles on my truck right away. No, we're going to take Brian's 375,000 mile.
358.
Oh, 358.
We're going to turn 360 on this trip.
Oh, okay. I thought we were higher than that. They're pushing 375.
No.
Oh.
Not yet.
Well, because you just got back from Texas with it.
Yeah.
So it's fine.
It's fine.
Did an oil change on it?
Did oil change. Put a new air filter on it. The air filter was, I did actually that before Texas. And what else did I do to it? Oh, I put new door strikers on there.
Yeah, you went through that. We talked about that last episode, right? Like,
I think so.
One of the previous episodes we talked about it, you chasing down the rattle in it.
You chased down the rattle. Yeah, that was so nice.
Yeah.
It's so, that new front end. Okay, here's the funny part about your Tundra and my Titan.
Yeah.
When you put them side by side, amenity wise, they're the same.
And that's why I struggled for so long before buying that truck.
This is where I struggle with buying a truck too. If we were to take your Tundra, the advantage is it's a little more comfortable. The seats are comfortable, right? There's like, there's just a couple more things, right? But there's not the biggest thing when me and you road trip is you get cold and I don't.
Yeah.
There's no dual climate
control. No, not in my truck. My truck doesn't have a power front seat.
I know. This is the thing. So whenever I do, if I ever do get a truck, I'm getting dual climate control only for that reason. But the new Titans have their dual climate control, like the lower trim ones are dual climate control.
Oh, even the lower ones are?
The lower trim with power seats.
Oh, my gosh.
Some of them have heated seats.
Toyota's like, you get none of that.
You get none of that, but SR5. We will give you like newer stuff.
Like, and, you know what? And I've thought about this as well, because you're right. Like, that's what I struggled with way before buying this truck was like, it's a half-ton truck. It pulls a trailer. It does everything the Titan does. But now driving it I've had it since May, so however long that's been. Driving it within these months, it is so much nicer than the Titan that now, in the beginning before you own it, you're like trying to justify it and you're like, oh, but it's the same thing. It's just a truck, you know? But then after driving it for these amount of months, I realized like, no, it's not nice. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Because like even like it's got the electronic steering in and out, and it's just, I mean, it's so, that's so smooth.
One thing that all the reviews of the newer Titans talk about, they're like, the steering's heavy, but they're like,
cause is it still power? Like,
but they're like, if you're used to it, it's totally fine because it's heavy. It's a truck. It's okay that it's heavy. If you got in a car and it felt like that, then you'd be
different.
That'd be different. Mm. But if you hop in a truck and the steering wheel's heavy, then you're totally used to it. But yeah, when you got like the Maverick, the steering is just like
so simple. Yeah.
And then I got in the Titan after not driving it for a while. I was like, oh,
I got in the 4Runner after. Yeah. Well, obviously I don't drive the 4Runner that much, but after driving the Tundra for a long time, getting in the 4Runner, I thought it was low on fluid. I was like, dude, we were going down to that OC Yoda Nights thing and I'm driving. I'm like, oh man, the power steering's like, it's going out. It's low off of something. So we get down. I call up Eric. I said, hey man, bring some, you know, fluid. Open up, full of fluid. I'm like, oh no, it's just
old.
Old. And that one's just, very old. That one's it's now 30 years old.
But going back to the tech thing, you're talking about the adaptive cruise control.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I messed up ordering the Maverick, and I should have ordered XLT trim with Lux package. Mm-hmm. That would and Copilot 360. That would have came with it. I messed up and ordered XLT with Copilot 360, which is the cross traffic alert. So if someone's behind me coming, it'll mm-hmm. beep and all that stuff.
Isn't 360 though? It also has cameras in the front.
There's no sensors.
Oh, okay. So then that's the same thing that the Tundra has.
But it won't stop for you.
Forgive me while I'm burping. So
it's
much.
Fine.
Sorry.
It won't stop for you.
Again, I'm here drinking Chelsea, all the Chelsea stuff. She doesn't like to drink. So.
But the truck doesn't. It won't stop for you like yours does.
Oh, okay.
But what it doesn't do is adaptive cruise control. So I messed up by ordering the XLT trim, and then I added stuff instead of getting the Lux package, which had all the things that in there. But I couldn't change it because it would have knocked me out of position, and I would probably not have gotten the truck.
Oh, because you had already ordered it.
I had already ordered it, and then I was like, shit.
And at that time, it was like there were no trucks to be had.
No.
And you just had to wait. Yeah.
So I've contemplated selling the Maverick and getting a new Maverick with that. Because mm-hmm. But people are putting that on there. They're going and buying that, so taking the front end off, putting it on there, and then you go into the computer and program it and it changes.
I've thought that too. Because like when they make these trucks, they don't like have an SR5 line and a limited line. And they're just taking the base model and plugging in different things, right?
I don't know.
Maybe I could get power seats and just put them in.
Well, power seats, I'm sure you could because everything's in the seat. Because
it has to be.
It's in the seat. You would have to find out if there is a...
like a plug.
A plug. Mm-hmm. You know, so I have no idea. When it comes to like other things like adaptive cruise control, that's on mine. That's just the thing in the front.
Mm-hmm.
And then you plug some wires. You get a noose to steering wheel, and then you plug the thing in, and you program it, and it's done. Hmm. It's not cheap. I don't think it's worth it. But
I looked into that too because when I got the SR5, one of the things was it has a smaller screen, and I really like the Limiteds where they got the bigger screen and stuff. So I actually looked into that. And they do sell that screen. It's $3,500. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. Well, you know, it is what it is. But then, like, I started like researching, and people have tried to do it, and they run into all sorts of problems. Like trying to like flash it or like reprogram it or like, you know, do they still use the word flashing for, I don't think it's called flashing anymore.
Yeah. Reflashing, reprogramming.
Yeah. Reprogramming. Yeah.
I don't know.
That's just an old guy term.
Yeah. I don't know. So that, when I've been building trucks online, I've been building Tundras too.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get limited Tundras now for like 56.
Yeah. I mean, I paid 55 for mine.
But it's not like they're available everywhere. Like mm-hmm. you would have to, there are specials on these websites that it's called cars.com and they advertise a bunch. But I can get the same Titan, the SV, four-wheel drive for 39. But wow. I'm like, fuck. But it goes back to that thing, right? I'm just like, I'm buying an old truck.
Yeah.
A brand new old truck. 2016 was the redesign. 2024 Titan is the same as a 2016.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a different it's got a better transmission, 9-speed versus 7-speed. But other than that, the seats are the same. Almost everything. The infotainment's a little updated, but other than that, it's all the same. Yeah. And then you even look at some of the switches, they're the same as in my truck.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like the window switches and stuff.
That would be kind of hard, because at least like this Tundra is a third gen. Like it's completely different. Yeah. You know, it is a completely different truck, so that is one thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, to buy a brand new Titan that is the exact same Titan as you have now
would be
something.
I go back and forth with it a lot because I'm like, I like the simplicity of the Titan.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what you were saying. You said when you were under there changing the oil, you're looking up.
It's just
a motor. It's a motor and a frame and a body. Like that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm just like, and literally getting a new truck just to have a new truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's
a tough decision.
Yeah. I don't know.
So you're talking about the transmission. So that was one interesting thing on the way out. Cause like, you know, the Titans, we have our trucks, our model, our trim trucks have the temperature gauge, the towing package with the temperature gauge. So we're always like super aware of the transmission temperature. So this truck doesn't have it. So I was, you know, the Indio grade and then that like little grade, like coming out of Blythe into Quartzsite, like that little one. So I was like kind of like experimenting with stuff. So basically what I was doing was just like, if I feel it like sluggish, just drop, you know, a couple gears. And it kind of like, it surprised me because I forgot that thing is like a 10-speed transmission. So I'm like driving and all this is brand new to me too. So like, I'm a little kind of like intimidated to just start moving levers around.
Oh yeah. I wouldn't have done that. I would just press the gas down.
And then just brought up the RPMs like
that. Yeah, just press the, you don't need a shift.
Well, so I did. I took it out of drive. And then what surprised me when I took it out of drive and it had an 8, I'm like, oh yeah, this has like a lot of gears
in
it. So I went down a couple of gears and just revved it up. So I don't know, I'm just like kind of experimenting with everything. But I guess I'm pushing the gas more.
Yeah, but that trailer is like a blip on the radar to that truck. It's
that
not.
That makes the Titan hot. Even that little trailer makes it.
Oh, when you're going up the grade?
Yeah, when I'm going up a grade.
Yeah.
And those RPMs
what was the last time you checked your radiator fluid?
In the Titan? Oh, come on. Come on.
Yeah. That's probably why, because mine was doing the same thing, and mine was just a little low.
Oh.
That's what cools down the transmission.
Yeah, yeah. Because it runs through the radio.
But mine now, mine doesn't run through the transmission. So now mine runs through just a cooler in the front.
Mm-hmm.
So it
did you get that fixed?
I remember
he installed cool. it wrong.
Yeah. He installed it through the transmission, and also, yeah. And
so like, you're defeating
even,
the purpose.
Never even got up to operating temp. No, now it's all fine. It's all good.
Well, no, because the other thing was because he ran it through the radiator still.
Yeah.
Which defeats the purpose because one of the big problems of the Titans is if that cooler goes out, then it fills the transmission full of water.
Yeah.
And that, done.
You would think that before 340-ish thousand miles, I would have done that. No, I did that at 340,000.
That's funny.
But that's also the original radiators having the problem. So when you replace the radiators, they're a lot better.
And you've only done it once?
Twice.
Oh, that's your second
one. That's my second radiator.
I actually have never replaced. Mine's still the stock radiator in it.
But you have balls. That's not. Let me rephrase that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'm not going to.
It's my juice balls.
Has the when the Titan and the Tundra are out there parked next to each other, do you think the Titan's talking to the Tundra and they're like, bro, you think.
Look at me.
You think you're getting treated all nice. Now just wait. You're going to be a raggedy ass truck.
Hey, I changed the oil in it at 5,000 miles. I did not wait. Because, like, you know, that's the thing with synthetic oil. Like, you can go 10,000 miles. I'm not doing that. I'm doing it every 5,000 miles.
Tell the audience about your washing your truck.
Oh, well, I mean, come on. It is a very large vehicle.
It's a poor truck.
I'm not going
to. You don't
even
take it to the quarter wash and spray it off and hand wash it in the quarter wash? What?
No. I slapped the shit out of that thing. That
poor $55,000 truck and you take it through an automatic car
wash. I mean,
wash.
I do have a preferred one that's a little more gentle, you know, but still, yeah. No, that's what I do. I've never washed a Titan by hand, not once ever. I've always taken it through car washes. We'll repaint it. When the time comes, we'll repaint it. It's too big. Like, what?
It is not too big. Washing your truck, washing your own truck, is so fun.
No.
Yes. Mm-mm. It's like, it's like. Well, you also have a problem at your house, though. There's a little. It's a little different.
And it's on dirt. Yeah.
So that definitely makes it a little different. But I used to go down to the quarter wash and just, you know, spray it off. Put whatever in there, a few minutes, spray it off, get it soapy. Never use the brush.
Oh, yeah.
And then I would bring my own.
Oh, and I'm all like, oh, never use the brush. Yeah. And then I just jam it through a freaking slapper car wash. Just after the first guy goes through and he's like, truck's covered in mud and it just like gets mud all over the thing. No, that's never happened.
You turn the radio up so you don't hear it. It's like, I don't know what that noise is.
Hey, well, so my dad, he just got a brand new Dodge 1500 diesel, you know, little EcoBoost thing, whatever. He got a black truck. I don't know why he did. He got a black truck. And this dude, so like I'm using his truck as the gauge for like, because he has like, he goes through the slapper car washes too. And he has like a membership. This fool washes his truck like 3 times a week. So, and I'm already, and I see it black, like the white. Okay. And also, hold on. I'm all over the place here. Hold on. Two things. One, I don't really wash it that much. I wash that truck maybe once a month.
Yeah.
Because now it's white.
It's so nice.
It's really nice. Yeah. It's really nice.
The other day I was putting the suction cup on the back of the Maverick like we did with the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I better wipe this off just so it's clean, so it sticks good. And I went, oh.
It's really dirty.
It's really dirty, but you couldn't tell.
Yeah. No, it's the greatest thing ever. Because I made that mistake before because of a black Camry. But so now this is, my dad's truck is like the experiment because like I said, 3 times a week he's taking this truck through and I'm already seeing like swirls all down the side and it's all scratched.
Yeah, if you take it through the one time it ruins the paint, like not ruins the paint, but it ruins it. Like we'll just put swirls in the clear coat. So like there's no ever reason to like if you wax it. Just don't even wax it because you're just, if you take it through that car wash,
it'll just strip it right off.
Just take it right off. is just slapping the wax right off.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
well, we're gonna see. And it looks nice when it comes out. I mean, it granted, like, it is brand new, you know, and it probably has some sort of, you know, hey, look, I am a riddle wrapped in an enigma, wrapped in a puzzle, is what I am. I think you know that. But anyway, enough about me washing my truck. When I drove it out here, we're not taking it to Sparks in the Ozarks. That's where we're headed, Sparks in the Ozarks. Yeah,
and I have it up right here.
Mm-hmm.
It is 1,259 miles away.
Okay, how many hours is that?
18 hours and 16 minutes.
Okay, but we're not doing it at 3 a.m. or?
I don't know, man. So we have to be there by Thursday.
What time Thursday?
I don't know.
Oh.
I should message the dude and ask him.
Yeah, that would be helpful. I don't know. I don't know, like, because, like, when we usually leave here, like, mid-morning, we can make it to, like, OKC by, like, late that night, like 11, 12 at night, we make it to Oklahoma City. So, and Oklahoma City is only 4 hours away from where we're going.
Yeah. Even if we just make it to Amarillo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Because Amarillo is not far from Oklahoma City either. Man, my voice is like not having it right now. But anyway, so we figured we would sit here and plan our trip. And now everybody has to sit here and listen to us plan our trip.
So Oklahoma City is 14 hours away.
Oh, okay.
So, and we're going to lose 2 hours on the way there. So say we left at 9 in the morning.
Okay.
Just a later, you know what I mean? Let's be realistic.
Mm-hmm.
9 in the morning, 9 p.m., 11 p.m., 1 a.m., 3 a.m. So we'd be there at 3 a.m. because that's...
To Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
How far is Amarillo to where we're going?
Let's go Amarillo. Amarillo is 10 hours from here, or 11 hours. So
it's about an 8-hour trip. So this is riveting podcasting right here.
This is what we do. This is real life.
Right, this here is real life.
It's 7 hours and 41 minutes to Knoll from there.
Okay.
So I don't know what time we have to be there. I know the guys from Freaks, Izzy and those guys, are leaving in the morning.
Tomorrow morning
from Vegas, like, and they make it to Tucumcari, New Mexico.
Oh, so even before Amarillo.
Yeah.
Oh, so then, yeah, so, yeah, they'd be, yeah, that's the way to.
But they are not vendors.
That's true. Why is that picture all blurred out?
Oh, no, it's just a.
Like, what's going on there?
What is the guy's name? Is it?
Oh, these are your Instagram messages.
No, these are my Facebook messages.
Yeah, okay, putting those on blast.
Let's see.
Well, anyway.
Anyway, yeah, I got to message the guy and see what time. It depends on what time we have to be there on Thursday.
Because
if the guy's like, oh, you can show up by 8 p.m. on Thursday, then
yeah, that's fine.
It doesn't matter. But if we have to be there at like by 4 p.m. on Thursday.
That makes it a little bit tighter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll message the guy.
So what else is going on?
I don't know. We're only 23 minutes, man.
Jeez, this one's gonna be a rough one.
It is. Do we have any questions though?
We do. We have some.
Oh, and we do have some.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
Do you have them ready to go? Because I don't.
Let's see.
Well, there's one thing that I did want to talk about that I've been meaning to talk about for a long time. For a few episodes, and I keep bringing it up because we've been talking about like videos we've watched and YouTube channels and stuff, and I've been talking about Car Care Nut a lot, and I've been wanting to talk about his Turbo video. Did you watch the Turbo video?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. I don't know. So the Car Care Nut on YouTube, he's like a Toyota mechanic. He does all these Toyota videos. He was like the very first guy to do a video on the big recall with the 3-point. Was it 3.5? What's in my truck?
No idea.
I don't know. The new Tundra V6, twin turbo V6. So he was like the first guy to make a video about it and like explain exactly what is wrong with it, what's happening, why it's happening, and what could happen. And it's really good. It's like the video that kind of like made me kind of like have a bit of relief, you know?
So these videos like this that you watch, it's funny because you watch them after the fact. Mm-hmm. Like how you're learning about all these things in your truck.
Yes.
I already know so much about that Tundra.
I know.
And I don't even know if I'm going to buy one. I do that
all of the time.
Finding out about stuff. I want to know exactly everything that that thing has, that vehicle has.
No, that's the way to do it. Yeah. I do it completely the wrong way, and it makes Angie so mad.
It's so...
it makes everybody so frustrated, because like what I'll do is like, I don't know why. I don't know why I'm just like this, but like I'll like... A camera, the truck, anything. I'll get it, and then I'll start researching it. Or like I'll get it and hear like, oh, well, this is a problem. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then I like start researching that problem instead of doing my homework beforehand and like trying to come to an educated decision. And that's just how I do
it. Yeah. Going back to the Maverick, when I said I got the XLT trim and I should have got the Lux package because it had – that's where I messed up. And I watched so many videos about Mavericks.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually – when I decided to get a Maverick, I went to the dealership the next day and put a deposit down on one. And I did watch a bunch of videos about them, so I kind of knew what trim and all that stuff, but I didn't realize that the Copilot 360 didn't come with adaptive cruise control until later. So even with all that research I did, I still messed up.
Yeah.
You know, so now though, I know like my next vehicle, then this kind of goes back to what I was talking about. I want adaptive cruise control. Chelsea has it. Most cars, it's standard.
Mm-hmm.
Not on a Maverick. It's but yeah, adaptive cruise control and these features that come on cars now. I got to thinking the other day, a lot of guys will say like a real truck is in its 70s or the 60s or the 80s. But then everyone's daily driver slowly gets newer.
Oh, yeah.
Like you have power steering, fuel injection. Certain comforts
mm-hmm.
that are on these new vehicles, people don't go back to the old stuff.
Right, right.
They don't like their new stuff. Their daily drivers will be the most people. I'm not talking about everyone, so don't come at me. I still drive a 19. Well, that's maybe not by choice.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? But like if by choice, you're going to drive something that's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You might on the weekends have your hot rod, your mini truck, but I'm not going to my Tacoma. Okay, first of all, I'm not talking about Ben here because Ben is a whole different monster.
Ben's an animal, yeah.
So Ben, you're on a different planet.
Yeah,
I'm not like excited to drive my Tacoma every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to get my Tacoma and drive it at shows on the weekends to a cruise night.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not like going to hop in it and drive it to a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want those creature comforts, and we slowly grow into them. So now that you have this Tundra with. It's got the backup camera now. The mm-hmm. Titan didn't have that. I will never have a car without a backup camera.
Yeah.
Like if I went to go car shopping, new car shopping.
And didn't have and a backup like, camera.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy it.
Yeah, yeah.
So granted, they come standard on everything, but power windows,
mm-hmm.
air conditioning, cruise control. And now it's moved into these automated features, which most people just don't realize that that's happening. It's just like you get it and you're like, oh, I'm okay with this. If it was 10 years ago, you would have been talking shit about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, I totally get it.
There's a Edison Motors. There's a company in Canada. It's actually like two or three guys. They built a battery electric with a diesel generator diesel truck, like a log hauling truck.
Mm-hmm.
Single or three seats, one driver center seat. It's an old, old, old rig that they converted into this electric rig. Once the battery depletes, it's got a diesel generator that will charge the batteries. So... But they finally got it on the road, and I watched the video last night.
Mm-hmm.
They're driving this log truck with however many tons and tons of logs on it. And they're driving it out of the thing. And the guy's next to him on the computer just like monitoring everything. And they're having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
There's no noise.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're driving down the street, and it's quiet. And the guy was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking to this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to diesel trucks, you're like, people talk crap about the guys that have automatics. They don't shift.
Big rig guys.
Big mm-hmm. rig guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And you see it in our world too. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm going to buy three on the tree. Sticks manual only.
That's like the thing
automatic.
Right now,
like we're coming up to this thing where I don't think people realize that in 25 and 30 years from now, these cars are going to be silent.
Mm-hmm.
They're already basically quiet anyways. There's no, you go buy like a Toyota RAV4 or a Corolla. You're not buying it because of the engine noise.
Right.
You know what I mean? But like, even like when I started the Titan,
I know I was going to say that. Yeah. Like when you started the Titan and it just roared to life. Yeah. And I'm just like, wow.
The Tundra doesn't do that.
No, it doesn't. It goes,
But you come to enjoy that. Mm-hmm. Like, we all enjoy this, but then we enjoy this.
There are things. So, like, it's funny you mentioned that about the Tundra specifically. Like, you know what I really like? And this is not good for gas mileage, but I love hearing the little spool of, I mean, they're little tiny turbos, right? Yeah. But they still spool a little bit. And, like, when you hear it, and it sounds like this really sharp, like, it's just a cool noise. It just makes a really cool noise. So when you're like pushing into it and you get into the boost and you hear that boost building, like it's like, it sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. And that goes back to your turbo conversation.
Yeah. So no, well and the only reason I was going to talk about that was because I actually, before I watched this video, to be honest with you, I didn't know how turbos actually worked. Like, yeah, I knew that they introduced more air into the motor and they like compress air. So like a supercharger compresses air, turbos compress air. But I really didn't understand exactly how, exactly why, the wastegate in it, like what all the whole workings of a turbo. I really didn't understand it until I watched this video. It was a really great video. Again, it was the Car Care Nut on YouTube, and he has this video on turbos. And the reason he brought it up is because a lot of these trucks, like the Titan, the Fords, like a lot of these are going to turbo, turboed engines, twin turboed or single turboed or whatever turboed engines. And what the other interesting thing that I found about it is like we as like older generation people who grew up with like knowing about turbo cars, like turbo was for creating like
power performance.
Yeah. It was how do you put it? I'm going to mess this up, but it was like before turbos were just put on cars to make power, make them go faster.
Well, they were put on a car to add power.
Right.
Right now they're put on a car to make up for the displacement they took away.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's the difference is they were already taking like a natural aspirated motor, throwing a turbo on it to create more power, where these new ones are simply just to add to make up for that power and to make it more efficient in doing so.
It's the exact same reason that hybrids are. It's the same thing what a hybrid does. So on these cars, you're seeing either turbocharged smaller displacement motors or hybrid electric smaller displacement motors. And that's because of the EPA and making sure that these companies create these vehicles that get higher gas mileage. Mm-hmm. So you're taking away. There was a really good podcast I listened to. His name's Jason Camisa. I don't have podcasts on here, and it was his most recent one. And he's an automotive journalist, and he talks about people shitting on him in the comments.
No, really?
And it's getting to him. He's just like. He did a thing where they took a Tesla Model 3 Performance, a BMW, and a Mercedes, I think, and they drag raced them. And the Tesla did not win. The BMW won, the gas vehicle, but only by a tiny bit. Mm-hmm. So he had all these Tesla fanboys talking crap. BMW must have paid you off. But then when he did the Cybertruck review, he raved about a lot of the stuff, you know, the technology and some of the things on the Cybertruck. And so you had all these other people that were like, oh, Tesla must have paid you off. And he's just like, no one's paying me off.
Right.
You guys just need to shut up. You know what I mean? He goes, he basically broke it down to, he's like, I don't want to review new cars anymore.
Really? It got to him that bad.
Yeah. He's like, I don't want to review. It's Hagerty. Hagerty owns this media company.
Okay.
And he works for Hagerty and they do videos and all this stuff, but it's a really interesting podcast because he talks about that stuff. He talks about when BMW had this really badass V8 and then now they have a turbocharged four cylinder. And he talks about like, would BMW have done that? Would they have made that decision if there were no rules, if there were government implemented guidelines? And most of these come from Europe and stuff and here, but if they didn't have that, would these cars progress or degress, however, whatever your views are on it? From a badass 4-liter V8 to this turbocharged four cylinder,
right?
Like Tundra, would they still have a V8 or they went to a V6?
That's a really good question.
And I think it's a half and half answer. Cause you have government mandates, but government mandates don't just come from the government. Government mandates come from people like us, right?
Well, demanding better gas mileage.
Mileage, because if gas prices are going to go up, the public wants better gas mileage cars.
Right.
And people might not think like this, but let's just say you disagree with the EPA. Okay. You disagree with a electric car mandate after 2035, regardless of what it, if you disagree with that, you're on the other side of the spectrum, the aisle, whatever you want to freaking call it. You want now your government, the people you vote in, to make a government mandate that that doesn't happen.
Oh, so it's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
It's the same exact thing.
It comes from you. It comes from us.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so if gas goes up
consumer drives innovation.
Consumer also drives government.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Well, and consumer demand is really
that's what I meant, yeah.
where it's at. So you break it down. I have to get to work in the morning. I have to get in my car, drive to the gas station, get gas, go to work. If gas is $5 a gallon, $6 a gallon, wherever you live, it's expensive no matter what it is. But if it keeps going up, you can't afford to go to work. So now you're going to look to your local government and you're going to say, hey, do something about this.
Right.
Your local government's going to look to the state government and then federal government. And then they make rules.
Mm-hmm.
So those rules, whatever they are, whatever they do, if they bring gas prices down or if they take the emission, not emissions, but the your gas mileage, your efficiency up,
mm-hmm.
a car that gets double the gas mileage just brought your gas price down by half.
Right. Yeah, yeah. You kind of pointed that out when you first got to start getting into your Maverick. You actually pay less for gas. Even though gas, we all pay for the same amount of same price for gas, you are essentially paying less for gas because your truck is more efficient yeah. than the rest. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's yeah, that's a really like kind of interesting way to look at it. And like you were talking about how like these new things are like looked down upon. It's really interesting to kind of like to dive in a little more about it. Like the Toyota Tundra specifically is like before the third gens came out, like if you were like a Toyota person, like it doesn't matter. Like Toyota, all any kind of Toyota is really cool. But when the third gen started coming out, and I've only owned a third gen for a while now, so I actually started like kind of getting into the community part of it, like the subreddits and stuff. And it's funny how everybody was like, yeah, even up until like the third gens came out and they were out and everybody's like, yeah, Toyota, oh, I want a new one. Oh yeah. Well, when they started having those motor problems, the community splintered.
Yeah.
It was so fascinating to watch. You had now the second gen Tundra guys hated the third gen Tundra guys and vice versa. And now there's like this whole like beef in the whole community between everybody.
We don't have that in the Titan community because we only have V8s. It's the same. We only have V8s. Yeah. They never bitched out and went to a V6.
Yeah, yeah. So it's really interesting. But that like that talks about like what you're saying about how like people, whether it be like a manual transmission, you know, like the guys were like, oh, you got to learn how to drive a manual.
Yeah.
Or like now
I'm going to teach my kids how to drive stick.
But my kid is never going to drive a stick ever in her life.
When are they going to need, like, yeah. what? Okay, here's the most extreme example.
Mm.
The world's burning down. It's World War Z. There's nothing left. And there's a Toyota pickup over there that's the only car on the road that they have to escape the zombies with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a stick shift?
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
If the zombie apocalypse happened and the only vehicle that you could drive 95% chance it's going to be an automatic.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. And my kid even asked me, we were driving along somewhere and talking about different things. And she asked me about that. She's like, I don't know the context, but she brought it up about driving a manual and she's all, oh, do you know how to learn how to drive a manual? I said, yeah. And I said, but you probably will never have to worry about that. Cause
no, do you even have a manual in your household that you could teach her?
No.
That's the thing.
The closest
right?
thing I came to was that Tacoma that you guys dropped off of the house. I was actually gonna like give like let her try to figure it out and stuff, but then Eric got rid of it again. But you know, whatever.
Yeah, like if I had like my manual Tacoma, so if I had a kid, I would probably show him how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? It's cool.
Because it's accessible.
It's part of history.
Yeah.
It's literally, I think like the new Tacomas have manuals,
mm-hmm.
but they were saying like the percentage of people that are gonna buy those is so
small. Yeah.
And I listen to a lot of podcasts like Doug DeMiro and these guys that drive these cars I'm never going to drive, you know. But even when they have these manual discussions, it's like the manuals are slower.
Mm-hmm.
They're just more interactive.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a race car, if you drive performance and stuff.
Oh, yeah. If you're into like sports cars and performance and the driving experience.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, you want a manual and you want to have fun and you want to like manipulate the car.
Exactly. And that's what's lacking in an automatic and lacking in an electric car, essentially.
And, but the thing is I know we're kind of like weaving in and out of everything, but to go into that part of it is that's another thing that's interesting when people say like, there's some people who say like, oh, if you don't know how the car works and you shouldn't be able to drive it.
Yeah.
That's I don't want to put it in a bad way or anything, but that's not really a good statement, you know, because like if we always talk about like the average guy, like we live in this like little world where like we customize cars and we're very into mechanical things and how things work and customizing and all this stuff. 98% of the population doesn't think so. All no. they want to do is get in it, go to work, make their money and do and just get around. That's all yeah. they want to do. Yeah.
Their hobby is not the vehicle they drive.
They don't need to know.
No.
There's no reason to know.
No.
If it breaks down, you take it to a mechanic.
Now, granted, changing a tire is something that probably everyone should know how to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess something. Yeah, that's fair to say.
You know, like changing a tire, even down to changing your own oil. And even if you're not going to change your own oil, mm-hmm. you should be taught that you have to change the oil. Because
I would say more to that.
Yeah.
Because like because I think about it as we're old. But like when I think about like my kids, they're like you say that like they should understand the concept of changing oil and why you should change oil and maintain your car. But like I don't picture the new generation doing that because one, they're making it harder to more proprietary well, that, on cars.
Exactly.
Like, you're going to have to take it to a dealership yeah, or mechanic to get the oil changed.
But at the same time, the concept is the most important part.
I think that's what we're like, saying. Yeah.
Because so many people, there's been people that I've seen on Reddit and all this stuff that these people didn't even know you had to change oil.
Right.
The concept of like maintaining a vehicle is important. Mm-hmm. If you're not doing it yourself, that's totally fine.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like most people don't change their oil themselves. And mm-hmm. a lot of times when you buy a car, like you said, they don't want you to, or they want them to keep warranties or mm-hmm. whatever. And most people are going to buy, I don't know, newer cars maybe, say you gave your kid the Titan, you know what I mean? Those are easy to change the oil.
Mm-hmm.
So like maybe they want to do it. Maybe they don't want to do it.
And I'm just saying I just think it's unfair when we look down on people
that don't do their own stuff.
Like I don't expect them to.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't know what the example would be in like a different industry or a different scenario.
Well, think of your house. So you do a lot of your own work at your house, mm-hmm. right? If you didn't do that, you'd have to hire somebody to do it. Mm-hmm. But it's nice that you know how to do it.
Yeah.
You know, but there are people out there like me. If something happened to this house, I'm not doing nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm calling someone.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You know, like.
But you understand the concept of it.
I understand the concept. I understand that if the power goes out, I kind of know the reason that it did, or if there's mm-hmm. a water leak. But I'm not going to fix any of that.
You're right.
I'm going to call someone to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but like, yeah, that whole looking down on like, oh, you don't even know how to change your tire.
I just like when people start saying like, you don't deserve to have this thing if you don't, whatever.
Well, everyone usually needs to calm down.
Yeah, yeah. The whole thing.
The whole thing.
But to go back to the turbo thing, because I actually do have a lot of things to say about these turbos and stuff like that. the last thing I wanted to say about that was another thing that was interesting is like he was comparing a lot of like the newer turbos to like the old 90s turbos about making power and stuff and like the blow off. And like it's funny because like these are the little things that I didn't realize or maybe didn't realize but really didn't think about that, like when we're like out at a cruise night or something and there's like a turboed vehicle, we always hear that like the blow off valve, you know. And it didn't dawn on him until he said, he's like, that's just wasting power. You like, you had this turbo do all of these things, build all this boost to just poof, like let it out.
It's just a show off thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he was saying how that's how it differentiates between the older turbos and the newer turbos, where the newer turbos use every bit of the boost that they create.
Yeah.
And they know exactly how much boost to create and exactly how much to it's like so very calculated.
Well, newer vehicles, their entire goal is to be as efficient as possible, right, whether regardless if it's a gas engine, a diesel engine, or an electric engine motor. It's the entire thing's efficiency,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, like, Lucid just broke 500 or 600 miles on one charge on same size battery as like another one. Like, so the batteries aren't going to get bigger in these cars, so they have mm-hmm. to do it efficiency wise. So, right, now it's like software and all this weird
stuff.
Which is exactly the turbo.
Thing. Yeah, it's the same
exactly
thing.
A gas motor.
Mm-hmm.
It's all efficiency. So you take a four-cylinder car versus another the four-cylinder car from the 90s and a four-cylinder car now, you're doubling the gas mileage. Chelsea's car could, if she didn't drive the way she did.
I mean, that's me too.
I know, but it could get 39 miles a gallon
mm-hmm.
on just a straight-up gas, no turbocharger, just a four-cylinder car. Mm. That same car in the 80s and 90s is getting what, 25 miles per gallon in a Honda back then? 20? Mm-hmm. You know? So it's like efficiency is just like these motors, they're maxing out their efficiency now. Mm-hmm. And so like the blow off valve and stuff, like they're not going to do that because they want air or anything. It's just like all this stuff
completely calculated,
which is the exact opposite of a Nissan Titan.
Oh yeah. Cause that thing is just
not efficient.
Gas and air. Yeah, baby.
They're just like, whoa, whatever.
Yeah. But it is so funny how like, and back to, you know, we talked about like just normal people in their lives, but back to us, how we are. When you hear that V8 roar to life, it's just something like, wow. It just like kind of like it takes your breath away a little bit.
Get out of that stupid Maverick. Right. Because there's nothing. Fire of the time. We're under that. And Panda goes, we should put exhaust on this. I go, oh, hell no. This thing doesn't run half the time. Right. So if you're sitting at a light and it would just go. And then I would start off and it would go shut off. And then. So I'm like, no.
That's funny.
Exhaust. But then I get in the Titan and as you start it up and it just wraps like whack.
Yeah.
And then I take it out on the street. It's not that it's fast, but it's not like, I bet you if I drug race the Maverick and the Titan next to each other, they wouldn't be that much far apart.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? But the Titan, the sounds that it makes,
mm-hmm.
the
driving experience, That's a driving experience.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's what we care about,
mm-hmm.
is driving experience. Like, mm-hmm. It's totally different.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's really interesting going through all these different things and like with new trucks and old trucks and I don't know where it's all going to go.
It's
going to go to Missouri tomorrow. That's where it's going to go.
That's where it's going to go. It's going to go to Missouri.
Oh, 46.
How did you say Missouri that person was?
Oh, I think it's because I might've said it like Missouri or something. Missouri. Like very
Missouri-like.
Missourian-like. I'm going to, I don't know if you know this, this quote from The Simpsons with Grandpa Simpson. He's all, I'll be cold and dead in the ground before I recognize Missouri.
No?
Okay. I'm going to use that in my video and I'm going to be saying that a lot this week. Will is like, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Who?
Will. Producer Will.
Oh, Producer Will?
Yeah. He's a Simpsons guy.
I think.
Probably. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Man, this episode is just bonkers.
We're bonkers.
We are bonkers. We are pretty bonkers. We still have to load the trailer. We still have to
finish. No, most of the trailer. It's fine. It's just a couple little things. I just need to make my drone right there that I can't forget. Are you making, like, what are you doing? Are you making a video, like,
Making a vlog, like a full-on show video. I haven't done one in a while, and I'm kind of raring to go. Like, yeah. I pocketed a lot of the events that I've been to, like all the C10 events that I went to, the council run last weekend. I've pocketed everything and now I'm starting to like get that.
You want to get a little bit more creative?
A little more creative. Get the big guy out and get it on the gimbal and, you know, do some nice tight shots of stuff. Like that was the thing. Like, I love the pocket, love everything it does, but
the pocket's like the Maverick and the gimbal is like the loud V8.
It is.
Like, because it can get a little redundant and boring.
It does. And for a long time. And that's why, like I needed the pocket for a while. Like, I needed to get away from the redundancy. Even though I have not made a video in a while, people still are on my butt to get stuff done.
Well, you still... Oh, yeah.
I still have a lot to do. I still have mini nats, forbidden. Well, no, rolling... In, so, yeah. So, like, rolling... In, basically, every show from Rolling in the Red Rocks until now, I pocket the whole thing. And I've done a lot of like reels and stuff, which has been great. Like, it's been a lot of fun doing reels and it's built my following up a lot. And when I first got the pocket and started like kind of dabbling and making reels, and I know this is like very specific, but I think I had just hit like 10,000 like followers, which I understand is not a lot. But since doing that, like creating so many reels, like every show I go to, I create maybe like half a dozen or more reels per show. I've gained like 1,600 followers.
Now, you're not putting these on your YouTube stories, though, are you?
Man, you really want to make Angie correct, don't you? Because she's saying the same thing. She's like, why aren't you making shorts?
Because shorts are stupid, and they would definitely not improve your subscriber count, right? Yeah. I'm trying to have your back now.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, well, wait a minute. Oh, no, you do it. No,
ask me about how my shorts are going. I don't make shorts.
Yeah, I know.
But I also don't make a lot of reels. If you're making reels, there's no reason to just hop on over to YouTube and upload the same exact thing.
So the thing about, okay, let's explore that. So the, I read somewhere, again, you're just kind of like reading different things and trying to apply them and trying to figure stuff out. I read that apps really like it when you use their like proprietary editing.
Oh, no, no.
Like,
yeah.
So by the time I gather my footage and make a reel,
but then I have to go, all you're doing is making an excuse right now.
I am. I know.
I'm because it, I think, was it you that told me a long time ago that like, no, it wasn't. I forgot who it was, but like, okay, Facebook, mm-hmm. we have these, a Facebook like page and you have an Instagram page and a TikTok, all this stuff. And mm-hmm. some people are just like, well, why would I put something on Facebook? And someone said, it's free.
Yeah. That was Georgia.
It wasn't Georgia, but she said it too.
I think she said,
I think it was
similar.
Nick from New Zealand a long time ago. Okay. And he goes, he said to somebody, he goes, but it's free mm-hmm. and it takes zero effort. If you've already made something for this, and even if that, even if you don't get a bunch of views on YouTube Shorts, yeah. even if you got 500 and a subscriber out of it.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Like,
but,
and you also get to monetize YouTube.
Well, it depends. It depends if you just take your TikTok video and put it on.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So like if I wanted to create a reel, so I got to create a reel for, and again, excuses, I understand excuses.
Yeah.
Create a reel for Instagram, then go over to Shorts, re-edit it, put it in Shorts, and then go over to TikTok and blah, blah, blah.
Well, that's why you do it in Premiere and then you only have to do it one time.
But does that not using their editing that software?
Matter.
Like no one, you don't think that
no. matters? Dude, I made some of my most popular reels on in Premiere and put it on there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't think, well, you know that like.
Also, oh, wait, hold on. Sorry. Yeah. I want to just make one more point before we move on about that. The thing, another big, huge plus to the Pocket that I love is I don't have to go to Premiere. Yeah. I could just send it straight to my phone, do it and put it out. Like even like when we're at a show, like we'll go to the show, we'll film all day, we'll get back to the hotel, kick back, relax, and I'll bust something out, you know, because it's just so easy to get it from here to here, you know.
Yeah.
With taking it to Premiere, it's like making a YouTube video. Like you take all your footage, you put it on your computer, you got to go through it. Like, again, I know excuses. I know excuses. Yeah. I know it's excuses.
Yeah,
but they're my excuses.
They're good excuses.
I don't know. I'm just having a lot of fun making reels. I know I should make other things. With TikTok, it's kind of funny with TikTok because like that is like. I like it's such an offhanded thought. Like it's the like I'll just happen to have usually with TikTok I won't even like edit something together. I'll take a single clip mm-hmm. and just drop it in there.
Yeah.
And just throw some music.
That's
on
what I've been doing on Reels and they've just been killing it.
Yeah.
Like I made one thing at C10s in the park. I was standing there and this truck was driving down and I was like, well, that'll be a good reel, and I went zero effort. Zero effort.
Yeah.
It's got thousands of views.
Oh, wow.
Thousands, like hundreds
of
shares.
Well, it's like your Hummer video.
Yeah.
All it was just in the frame, out the frame.
Yeah, I'm like.
1 million views.
Yep.
It's crazy. No one knows.
Which equaled zero shirt sales, by the way.
Yeah.
They've been doing all right. I don't have, I thought there was some questions, but these are older ones.
Yeah, I don't think we have much.
Look on the Drop Instagram. I think there was something. Okay. There was something.
Jump over here.
I don't think
bear with us. My voice is, you can hear my voice getting a little.
Yeah, were you singing on the way here or something?
I don't know. I was screaming. I don't know. Never mind. I was trying to say something funny, but that didn't work. Let's see. Dead air.
Dead air. Oh, yeah, my bad.
Sorry. Daniel says no feet exposed here because I put the, remember in the beginning of the episode I said I put the
the
thing over your dogs.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
It's like, look, Chelsea's car, she got in an accident.
Oh no. Did you see that TikTok I sent you about the guy with triple 5% tint?
Yeah.
That was so funny.
That was so good.
And it likes to describe, we're just BS in here. Guy rolling around in an OBS truck and he's got triple tint on the front and it, like all these comments are like, you're gonna hit something, and then the last frame is him hitting something. He's like, oh yeah, you were right. that was hilarious. I don't know, I don't have any questions here.
Someone asked something. Oh, it was not Kenny. Kay Faring. Look for his message.
Yeah.
Look for his message on the Drop
Instagram. Also a Kenny. Yeah. He's a Kenny as well. guess I can just search.
K-fur-e.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Did he ask it on my personal Instagram?
Maybe he did. We answered one of his before. That was on my personal.
Oh, I know exactly what he asked.
Mm-hmm. Again, riveting podcasting here.
It's all right. People can just calm down.
No, bear with us.
Yeah, he
it's
did.
It's been a long day. I've driven all day to get here. And I picked up shirts for Brian again. That's well, like, I have to realize that that's just part of my normal it, thing yeah, for coming is, out yeah. here. It's just whatever. But I actually don't mind like when I come here to do it because it's only like a little bit out of the way. So I go down the 210 out to Upland, pick yeah. it up, and then out the 10. It's those couple times where like we did Havasu and Rolling in the Red Rocks where I had to go down to Upland.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
then
terrible.
Pass my house.
I would have told me no.
2 hours out
are
of
you on
way.
The drop one?
Yeah, this is the drop one right here. No, this is mine.
Yeah, go on the drop one.
Yeah, I did. There's nothing there.
No, it's there. It has to be there.
No, you're lying. No.
I just talked to him.
I just looked. He was just talking about 1320 video. He said there's a show in Nebraska that draws close to 2500
vehicles.
Bear with us,
guys. Yeah. We're trying to find. I think the messages on these two, they get lost sometimes.
There's nothing on the drop. It had to be your own personal one.
It wasn't. Right here.
No, that's on them. Is that your personal Instagram?
This is the drop.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Where's look it on there. Watch.
Okay.
Go to general.
Okay.
In the messages.
Yep, there it is. Messages.
General.
General.
It's right there at the top.
Oh. Yeah, look, that's what I have right there. Yeah, see, it's different.
Look at that. It's different.
Yeah. So Oaks.
Wait. Well, why is that? But that's insane.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Wait, when was the last message he sent you?
Thursday.
Yeah, look, yesterday. Why isn't it not showing on yours?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Isn't that kind of weird?
That is.
We're both on the drop Instagram and you're not getting these messages and I am?
Yeah, that's very strange. I don't know why. Yeah, no idea why.
That's super weird. Under his is, did Will message you? Will, do you see Will's?
No. That's what's happening in mine.
Is your phone updated?
I think so.
Why would... No, that's super weird. What about Alan Castle?
Yeah, I just got that one. Yeah, he was asking...
Is my reply on there?
Nope.
I replied to him on the fucking...
That's weird.
Oh, maybe he... Oh, I don't know. This is too weird. Sorry, people, but what we're looking at is we're both on the drop Instagram, and we're both on the same guy that messaged us, and Frank doesn't see the...
Oh, hey, wait. Now it does show it. That's weird.
Never mind. You just... Everyone calm down.
Everybody take it easy.
All right, so his question was... For both of us, if there's one thing you can change on your trucks, the 4Runner and the Tacoma, what would it be?
Oh, okay. That's a good question.
Yeah, it is a good question.
Well, maybe not change on mine because I'm pretty happy with the way everything is, but I just finish. No, that's not the same because I want to finish the interior. The interior is not finished yet. But no, I love the paint, love the suspension. He was asking about like level ride, auto level systems. I've had my AccuWare system.
No, he said on his truck, he would change the... he would have gone with AccuWare instead of SLAM Specialties. But what I said was that if he already has the... Because he already has the SLAM Specialties valve block.
Mm-hmm. So he doesn't...
So I said you can add the level ride to any valve block. Whereas like an airlift system...
Oh, level ride.
Yeah. You can level add ride level ride's brain and leveling to any valve block. And I don't think you can add the AccuWare. Well, maybe you can.
You can. Yeah, you don't have to use their valve.
No, you can use...
You can use their own brain with a different valve.
Yeah, you just
valve.
Can't do the airlift.
Mm-hmm. Oh, airlift is...
Because
like
airlift's brain is attached to the valve block. Anyways, my Tacoma, what I would do different is a lot.
Well, yours is really different.
Mine's very different. Yeah. But if like right now, if I were to say I want to do something different, it would be the rear suspension. And only because not the actual suspension that it doesn't work or anything, but the way it is we had to put a bunch of tubes to support everything and stuff. Mm-hmm. I would have either gone with like a thicker frame rail or a different design because I want more bed depth.
Oh, okay. Cause it's really shallow.
It's really shallow. Mm-hmm. And I wanted bed depth and even, or I would have gotten a new bed and made the bed deeper. Cause we put the bed on top of the existing bed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nobody's fault for any of that stuff. It just, we were kind of rushing. So that's what I would do different, but it's not important. I act like I'm going to put stuff in my bed, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. I'm not. So like,
Yeah. That'll be like interesting to see, like, cause you built the little compartments and stuff. Like how many times are you going to put your case back there or like,
yeah, like I only think I would put like a case back there if I went to a cruise night
and had like, someone say I was, with you.
Yeah. And had like, save me and you tonight. Mm-hmm. We're like, hey, we're going to take the Tacoma. We're going to go sunset cruise that's night. When it would work we're going to take our Pelicans. We can mm-hmm. throw two Pelicans back there and chairs
mm-hmm.
and we'd be good to go.
Honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, if I was to ever change anything about the 4Runner, this is huge, since I'm just pulling stuff out, I'd want to turn it into a third gen. I never actually wanted a second gen 4Runner. I wanted a third gen. Yeah. And Angie too. Angie wanted a third gen 4Runner too, but it's just that second gen fell into our laps and that's what we started with. So yeah, I would change mine to a third gen with a 3.4 in it.
This goes back to remember a long time ago we had the conversation about it's like Scion XBs and people putting a ton of money into them and they actually really don't want that, but they want, like, say you have the Scion XB and that's just what you have.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I really want a bag and body drop and shave something. But you don't want to do it to an XB necessarily. You'd rather do it to a Toyota truck, right. But you just can't get the Toyota truck at this point in time. And I'm always like, just wait until you get don't mess that car up.
Right.
Because you're going to ruin it.
Right.
If you want to do that to an XB, that's totally different. But you will ruin that car mm-hmm. by doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you said, it's
yeah.
That also goes back to what I was talking about, like the weird things, like just to do weird things,
yeah.
You know, like the deuce and a half thing, like all these different things, like, yeah, just to do.
Yeah. To do. Did we already give away? What is this coming out?
That's a good question.
This comes out the 7th.
So we still a couple more days.
So you have until the 8th.
9th.
8th, because we're doing the... Oh, we haven't... When are we doing the...
The 9th.
We're giving it away the 9th? Yeah, we're going to go live.
Yeah.
We're going to go... So you have till the 8th.
Okay.
Yeah, so 8th at midnight, because the 9th, we're got to wrap it up.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, so you have one more day.
When the 7th comes out.
One more day.
Banners, shirts.
Mm-hmm.
I've restocked the Dotson shirts. You've got new shirts.
I've got a bunch of new shirts. I learned a lesson this time, actually. I learned a lesson every single time that I do stuff. All this stuff's been going on. I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but when we were having that conversation about, like, I have the means to, like, just create things. I can just come up with something and go make it. And I've been doing that. I don't know if you noticed lately, I've been coming up with a lot of new stuff. Well, this last time I came out with two new shirts. That was a little too much to handle with the pre-orders and like all the existing stuff that I had going on. I'm going to try to just do it to one shirt now. You know, I got a little excited because I had that new art from mm-hmm. Derek. Jaime was just finishing his stout and I really wanted to get that out there and put that out there.
Capitalize.
Yeah. I was like trying to like make everything work, but I realized it was like a little too much stuff going on. So when I come up with shirts from now on, it'll be like a single shirt.
Well, you could do two shirts if you had nothing else going on.
Yeah.
But with softball and the softball shirts and all that stuff, it's
different. It was a little much. And
now, if you would just get over to Shopify and make your life mm-hmm. so much easier, mm-hmm. then you would.
I know. I 100% know. That's that my website is kind of holding me back because it's a little difficult to use. I understand that. Like, I do need to get on that Shopify thing. But yeah, so we're there. We got new shirts on the website too. New banners. Go over there and get them. Get entered to win. We're done. We made it.
We're not done. We just gotten to the minimum. We can't do the minimum all the time, Frank.
We can do the minimum today because we are running on empty right now. Thanks for tuning in. We're not done yet, but I just want to say thanks for sticking with us this far.
Frank's done.
Oh, Brian knows when I'm checking out.
When we have guests on and you just go, all right. And I go, wait, we're in the middle of a conversation.
Well, thanks for hanging out with us. Like, that's what I usually say.
You just go, click.
Frank checking out.
Yeah. There was something off. I wanted to say. About the giveaway, the Eastwood Welder.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank Sean Rose
yep.
for getting that all together. he has his code, Rose10.
Mm-hmm.
If you go on Eastwood's website, use Rose10 forever.
Yeah, I don't think we mentioned that enough.
We don't.
Yeah.
We're really terrible.
Yeah.
Don't work with us.
Well, it's all easy. We need people to work with us.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll work with Sean again. But yeah, it was super cool. But yeah, Rose10, if you want to buy anything from Eastwood, tell your friends. And again, that goes for anything. Like, again, I want to buy a 4-post lift for my garage. They're like $4,000. $400 saving. Mm-hmm. Savings for what?
You know
what
I mean?
Typing it in.
Typing in something.
Yeah. So don't forget that.
Nope. Yeah. And again, thanks to Sean. Cool guy. He's doing a lot of stuff. He's got his classes going on. He's putting that together.
Yep.
I think I'll have more info for that kind of stuff. He's looking for people to work with.
Yep.
So if you know someone works with a school, work with a school. Work with, I think it's like any kind of organization.
Or any location.
Yeah.
I don't know all the details for it,
We need to talk to him.
We do need to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have him on the podcast.
Yeah, definitely.
We need to, you know what we need to do? We need to make a new drop shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we need to take that drop shirt and make funds just from that drop shirt to put in a travel account.
Mm-hmm.
And that travel account will get us 2 plane tickets to somewhere, a rental car, and we'll go film like 10 episodes.
Yeah.
In like 5 days.
So what you're saying is when people buy things from us, it gives us the means to keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah. And we're getting low on, we have $20 shirts on the website right now. Free shipping, $20.
Oh, for the drop shirts.
The drop shirts. Yeah. They're on the Grindr TV website. You go on there, go to products, and there's a drop section, and there's hoodies, and there's hats. I don't know if I have the hats on there. There's hoodies. I forgot what else is on there. But yeah. And you'll have to see how many shirts we have. We'll do inventory and stuff. And we're going to, maybe at Sparks, we'll just blow them out.
Yeah, because we definitely need new design.
Yeah. New design, new fundage. And yeah. Hopefully everyone that's dealing with all that flooding is doing all right.
Yeah, that's terrible.
When I got the pictures of Maggie Valley, it's not too bad, but all the flooding. And then apparently that ghost town is gone.
Oh, really?
The ghost town amusement park that's on that hill.
Uh-huh.
Kenny sent me a picture of it, and it was really pixelated and hard to see, but if anyone has a better picture of it, yeah, it's, I've not been able to stop watching that footage.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And if you go over to United by Trucks, they have some links for some donation stuff.
Oh, great. That's awesome.
They're in that area. He was in Maggie Valley for C10s in the Valley while that was happening.
Yeah.
So go to United by Trucks and check out their, links that they have for, to help anybody out. And they're legitimate links because he's gone through the vetting process and stuff.
Cool. That's awesome. Right on. Well, that was it. That was the minimum. Okay. Goodbye. We're going to Sparks. See you later.
Later.
Bye.